All right, folks. I know we've been away for a little while, but you're not going to believe it. We're in the official Cypher studio. Me and the good doctor himself. What up, AJ?
Oh, yeah.
The last time we came correct was this. It was these COVID times. Now, we're about to drop the realest podcast in this current post George Floyd era. We're gonna talk about race relations. We're gonna talk about some things. We're gonna get down to it. But AJ, it is good to see you.
It's good to see you too.
Man. I like this setup.
I like it too.
I know.
It's a lot better.
It's just dialoguing, right?
Right.
It's the same shit we've always done. Now, when, like I said, we're on the road for basketball, and I think just like our friendship keeps us sane, right?
Yep.
Because we're dealing with all these kids.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Spades is a tough one, you know?
Yeah.
But, hey.
I'm waiting for that.
Dude, hey.
I'm waiting for that.
Real talk. AJ took some L's.
I did.
El Blanco Lobo got him the first time. I didn't think he saw my whiteness with my Spades game. But AJ bounced back strong. Because, dude, you collected three dubs, towards the end of last year.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right.
I think Kamal was the problem, bro.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You playing with Kamal.
Maybe.
That was the problem.
Hey, but have you ever played Domino? You played Domino?
Man, I'll tell you, you'll smack me at Domino.
Really?
It never just falls my way.
Really?
Cards do, but not the
Dominoes.
Hey, Dominoes don't.
I've been playing Dominoes a lot lately. During the COVID time, my domino game came up.
I can't, man.
I haven't really been playing spades. I've been on the domino.
All right. So, we're here with you. Hot summer nights with the Cypher.
Yes.
So, let's get right down to it. So, we're talking about with, man, this current situation. It's been crazy. AJ and I, we live here in the Nappy City. We live in Indy in the suburbs, both of us. He lives on southeast. I live northeast of the suburbs. Not really in the city, but close enough. And where you teach at and where your pops is at, that's in the city. Mm-hmm. I mean, Township Lawrence, but it's Indy, right?
Yep.
Our city didn't really go off. It did a little bit. I mean, they got a little rowdy downtown. Fort Wayne, your hometown, got a little loose on it.
They got rowdy everywhere, man.
Right, it did. Really, it did. I
got rowdy everywhere.
It did. But, man, long time coming, right?
Long time coming.
Right.
Long time coming.
Okay, well, let's say this. Let's break this down. Okay, so we're going to talk about this from the black side, the white side, try to educate some people. Because, man, I'm seeing all kinds of folks getting dragged on Facebook for this all lives matter shit.
Right, right.
We're going to set the record straight on a few things, man. Like, okay, so Michael Brown, right? Ferguson, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Ferguson a couple years ago.
Yep.
And then Eric Gardner, right? Like in New York. It was the first I can't breathe situation. Right. So Ferguson went off, right? St. Louis. They don't fuck around down there. Mm-hmm. Them boys don't play.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Why do you think that got hot and then lost steam? Why do you think the George Floyd thing broke out nationwide?
To be honest, man, it's no distractions.
Uh-huh.
It's no distractions. You know what I mean? It's no nothing else going on. So, you know, everybody's time is and focus is on the George Floyd thing.
Yeah.
As in before, you know, it's other things going on.
Because there's ways to do it, right?
Yeah, it's ways, but it's just no distractions.
Right.
So, with the George Floyd thing, with no distraction, hey, you got everybody full-fledged.
Yeah.
It's just...
Because these COVID times, we're, you know, out of work. Mm-hmm. We're all kind of sitting still anyway.
Sitting still.
And not moving, and then this happens, right? But you're right. And this is the thing. And that's what we call him, the good doctor. We ain't fucking around. We call him that for the truth, because that's what happens. Is there's a cause, and then we get distracted. It's like you ever heard that it's a bullshit situation, but you ever heard that book, The Secret? That was big 10 years ago, right?
Right.
Oh, Secret, man, right?
Right, right.
You know what Secret is? It's positive affirmation. Like, uh-huh. I can think something into existence, right?
Right, right.
So the idea is, like, if you were to say, if you were 10 years old and you're like, man, I want a bike.
Right.
And whatever I do, I'm getting that bike. So every dollar I make, I'm getting that bike. You're 10. You ain't got fuck up for distractions.
Right.
You're getting that bike, right?
That bike, right.
Well, what happens when we get older? We're like, man, I want to be this. And then... Okay, yeah. Getting a house, wife's pregnant, right? Gone.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So the secret was, if you could, they had like visualization boards, all this shit, right? distraction. Mm-hmm. That's how they do it. That mm-hmm. they like, I always say this, and I've said this on our show, that I think when people like, that's what gets me about people like, oh, Trump this or Biden that or Obama this, blah, blah. Like, I watch our team, our basketball team play all the time, dude. We go shirts and skins. We're scrimmaging.
Right.
It's the same team.
Right.
They just got panties on, right?
Yep.
But we're the ones getting fucked in all this situation, right? Uh-huh. So you got this, you got the climate with COVID. You have everybody sitting still, and then Minnesota happens, right?
Right.
A man who was getting arrested for possibly counterfeiting, right?
Possibly counterfeiting.
Not a violent offense.
Right.
And dies in front of us.
Right.
Nobody stopped it.
Right.
Dude, how about, you know what, and everybody's talking about the cops. The other three cops didn't do shit. What about the people videotaping, right?
Right. Well, I don't know. You can't put that on there.
You can't.
You can't.
You can't. It's a cop's job. But at the same time, like, man, something's going on, you know?
You think about all the other situations where that have been caught on videotape, you know, it's nothing that person that's recording can
right.
do.
Right.
But say, oh, stop doing that.
Right, and they did.
Yeah, and you know what I mean? That's all they can really do.
Right.
You know what I mean? But
like, what
my thing is those other cops. Like,
right.
Come on. Then I think one of those cops were maybe black descended. He looked black descended.
Oh, yeah, no.
He was.
There were, yeah, one of them, I think he was mixed or light skinned because right. you had a Mexican, Iranian, or.
No, he was is an Arab. Oriental Asian guy. And it looked, one of those cops looked like he was mixed.
Yeah.
Like he was biracial.
Yeah.
But all I'm saying is right, wrong is wrong.
Right.
Man.
Right.
So, like, if I'm a cop and I see my partner doing some dirty stuff, I'm going to say something. Especially
yep.
something like that.
Yep.
Come on, man.
Like, yep.
It's never that serious.
Well, and then we were talking before we started the show, and the thing that got me, you know, I live a pretty fluid life, man. I'm good to everybody, and I don't see things that way. But what got me to open my eyes to it after the George Floyd situation, like I was telling AJ before we started recording, was I've been arrested a few times in my younger days, my wild days. Two of those arrests, I got hit with resisting, and one I got hit with aggravated resisting because when I resisted, he fell. One of the officers fell down. Okay, I didn't shove him; he just fell down. Let me tell you this: at no point in either of those interactions did I fear for losing my life.
Right?
Did I think maybe I might get smacked or tased? Yeah, but so what, right? I never thought, man, this could turn out like that. And that, folks, is white privilege.
Right.
That I've never had to worry about it. Right. Now, and then AJ, which he'll talk about here in a second, countered saying, you got pulled over a year ago with your 11-year-old son in the car.
Last time I got pulled over about a year ago, and my heart jumping out of my chest, man.
Yeah.
And it was just because I made a U-turn. And where I shouldn't have made a U-turn.
Uh-huh.
So my heart is jumping out of my chest. And I'm telling my son, like, you know, normally I know, call me a bad parent. You know, I don't make him buckle up in the back seat. He normally sits in the back seat. And I'm telling him, buckle up, sit back, don't say nothing. And I'm up here, hands on the steering wheel. You know, you got to ask the cop. He tells you license and registration. Hey, my stuff is in the glove compartment. Is it okay? Can I go in the glove compartment? Because you just never know, man.
Right.
You never know.
You don't. And this, see, and folks, that is the difference. So I heard an analogy that made sense to say that in response to the All Lives Matter, like, okay, if you go to the doctor and you have a broken arm, right? You're like, hey, I got a broken arm. And they're like, well, all bones matter. Well, they do.
Right.
But this one's broke.
This one's broke.
So fix this, mm-hmm. right?
That's a great analogy.
Right. It's true. Because mm-hmm. it's broke.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and I don't, you know, and do we, like, I really want to address the Kaepernick thing, man, because this is what, it's great, it's, listen, I shouldn't say that. It's curious to me now when you see, like, J.J. Watt and these other athletes
right.
saying, oh, what he was doing, what Kaepernick was doing was never about the military. No, it never was.
Never was.
But you knew that
then.
That's
why he started taking a knee instead of sitting down.
Right.
Remember, he started off sitting down.
Yeah.
But then, you know, some people said something about the military and all that. Then he started taking a knee.
Yep.
So that's when it became about taking a knee.
But that's the thing. They knew then
mm-hmm.
it was never about that. And these guys never spoke mm-hmm. up. Now you have all these. Oh, you have all these, like, white celebrities apologizing for their whiteness. And that seems. Yes. Okay. Should that happen? Yes, but that seems tone deaf to me.
I don't feel like it should happen. You should never have to apologize
right.
for who you are.
It seems tone deaf, right?
But I feel like if they're apologizing for something, apologize for ignoring the fact that there are injustices towards
right.
black people.
Right. And now you're listening. Like I think, mm-hmm. and I think, you know, I just kind of, you know, shit on J.J. Watt for a second. But I think it was like, or I saw Randy Orton, a WWE wrestler, say, I'm listening now.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I apologize. What I'm apologizing for is not paying as much attention as I should.
Ignoring it.
And ignoring it and listening now. Ignoring and I think that's okay. But when you have these celebrities like, you know, like we were talking on this show. And the first COVID show we did uh-huh. about Ellen DeGeneres getting dragged across social media because she was right. talking about, I feel like a prison in my mansion.
Right.
Fuck you, bitch, right? Like, getting, like, what are you talking about?
Right.
There's 40 million people out of work.
Right.
And some, and 30 of those are your camera crew that you fired mm-hmm. to hire another camera crew.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that was tone deaf.
Right.
And I think that in these times, what I'm saying is like, I think a lot of this is tone deaf. So I think that, yes, to understand that this is going on, and yes, all lives do matter. Come on, don't be an asshole, right?
All lives do matter.
But the focus right now is the difference, right?
I think it's one of those things. All lives do matter, yes, yes. But the way the treatment of blacks over, hey, forever.
Yep.
And everything we had to endure and go through and the hardships. Hey, black lives do matter.
Right.
Hey, we are people too.
So
we're not 3/5 human.
Right.
You know, we're fully human.
Right.
So, yeah, black lives matter. Yes, your life matters. But, hey, black lives matter. We're people too. We help build this country.
Yeah.
For free labor.
Yeah.
So, hey, we matter.
Right.
Don't just erase us and throw us out the system.
And people act like this was a long time ago. Little Ruby,
right.
who like just desegregated the schools.
Right, right. Yep.
She's 65 years old.
Right. That's not long ago.
No.
Right.
She's still alive. Like,
yeah, she's only 30 years older than me.
Chappelle said on his great special,
mm-hmm.
the latest one,
mm-hmm.
his great grandfather was a slave.
Right.
That's three generations.
That's crazy.
Right?
I believe that.
Okay. So what I'm saying is that's the thing, right? Okay. So let me ask you this mm-hmm. because we're talking about this 360. We're going to talk about shit that makes people uncomfortable. And because we listen, AJ, if you've listened to this show for any amount of time, do we joke about shit, Kool-Aid, white folks not seasoning shit? Like we have a good time with it because that's our friendship. That's our sons have the same friendship. Like, we're brothers. It don't matter what if he's darker than me right now. I get dark as fuck during the summer, man. I got some melanin.
You give it a little bit.
Come up. Can't grow a beard though. Anyway, but when it comes time, and I hope you know, I mean, we don't have too many shows logged in, but enough of you listeners have commented that we talk about real shit. Like either whether we're joking or we're getting down to it, talk about real shit. So we're gonna get to the real shit here. I gotta say this. I want your honest and honest response. The shit you see white people, I see white people say when this comes up is, oh well, yeah, George Floyd this or you know black people kill black people all the time, black on black crime, right?
Right, right.
Because that really gets highlighted in the press, right?
Or so, that or a person's past.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now let me ask you this. I saw another thing that woke me up was they had a news article, online news article, had Dylan Roof, the guy that shot killed those people in that church,
mm-hmm.
had three white mass murderers in custody. Right. Not a scratch on their face.
Not a scratch on their face.
Three, on the bottom was three black men who'd been picked up for minor drug charges
right.
and were fucking lumped the fuck up.
Right.
Huh. Right?
Right. Man. Hey, it's just a system, man.
It is.
It works. It's how it works, man. It's fucked up, though.
Yep.
It's fucked up.
And it needs to change.
And it needs to change. And, you know, it's sad that it comes to this, that it's just now changing.
Yep.
Because, like you said, I think with the power of social media and everybody really got a camera in their
yep.
pocket nowadays, but this stuff been going on,
but,
man.
Well, what did Will Smith say? Racism hasn't increased. Mm-hmm. It's just getting filmed.
It's just getting filmed.
Yep.
You're seeing it live.
Yep.
You're seeing it on Facebook and
yep.
Instagram and
yeah.
So
well, how about this? They just announced that Cops got canceled and Live PD, which they had a one of the shows in Lawrence, PD, was on Live PD. Yep, yep. That just got canceled because they try to trump that shit up for ratings, right?
Right.
Okay, now when people are watching with a critical eye, then they want to back out the game, right?
Right.
Okay, well.
It's a lot of things you can't. Ain't Your Mama Pancakes.
Dude, they took guns away from fucking Yosemite Sam and Elmer Fudd, bro. It's cancel season, it's
canceled.
Dog.
Everything's getting canceled.
It's cancel season.
Hey. I guess, like you said, no distraction. It's forcing everybody to take a look at pop culture, at our society, and doing things right, man.
Yeah.
Doing the right thing, man. And it's, like I said, it's nothing against nobody, but, hey, right is right, wrong is wrong.
Right. And I'm going to say, on the white side of things, like I said, I address the people saying all lives matter. And my next favorite is people talking about they're pulling down Confederate statues, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So, like now, like with the internet, you can drag, dive all the way into somebody's past and bring this shit up. So, like, the funniest shit I saw was Confederate statues are the biggest examples of participation trophies ever. You lost the war while you're getting a statue, right?
Right, right?
But people are like, oh, this is my heritage. That's your heritage. Right. It's our history. But you know what? You know what they did in Europe? I think it was, I think I read about it. They did it in Norway or Italy or somewhere that was had a fascist regime. They pulled down all the statues from like Mussolini or whatever. They didn't throw them away.
Right.
They put them in a park.
They put them in a park.
And said, hey, this is a reminder of where we're never going again.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, you want to have like a Confederate flag, that like that whole shit. Like, the problem is, people in the South overlook the injustice of so many for nostalgia, right? Mm-hmm. Yes, if you're from Alabama, do you love Alabama? I bet. Mm-hmm. I'm not even from Indiana. I love Indiana, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But you have to acknowledge the fact that there was a problem.
There was a problem.
Right?
Right.
Mississippi, huge problem.
Huge problem.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, like, you see, like, that country act, that Lady Antebellum. Like, we didn't realize that Antebellum was, you know, had racial undertones. You fucking kidding me? Right. Like, Antebellum South means slavery South.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. But for white folks, it wasn't that. Mm-hmm. That's when they're having debutante balls and doing it big.
Right.
That's Antebellum, right?
Right.
Where the fuck do you think there's parties at? Plantations.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
Right.
So, that's what I'm saying is, like, okay, yeah, people are like, oh, when's it going to stop? I hope it doesn't stop. Figure it out.
Shouldn't stop.
Let's get it to where it's even playing. Like, let's get that shit. Like you see, what's the term, Renee? What's the term? Karens? That's what they call them for white ladies with a haircut?
Karens,
right?
Karens, uh-huh.
Right? So Karens are sensitive about everything.
Right.
They want it all canceled when they want it canceled.
Right.
The Karens are also on Facebook like, when's enough enough? And, you know, well, no, like, okay. Like, if in these sensitive times, if it hurts y'all feelings and it's something that brings up a bad situation, then it doesn't need to be up.
A good way to look at it like this. Imagine you're in a toxic relationship and every issue comes up. You never really talk about it.
Yep.
You just kind of sweep it under the rug. And you move on. All right. Sooner or later, hey, that stuff is just going to come up. It's going to explode. Then, hey, all this stuff is happening because stuff has never been addressed.
Yep.
All right. So that's how I look at it. It's a toxic relationship. And, hey, all this stuff, this uprising, the looting, the craziness, hey, it's long time coming.
Okay. Now,
it's a long time coming.
Since you brought up the L word, let's get into the L word. Looting, right?
Right.
Okay. So I know here in the city, because that shit was on Facebook streams, all kinds of shit. The protests that were going on downtown were adults, okay?
Right.
And they were peaceful.
Right.
And I did see the IPD firing tear gas into peaceful like that.
Right.
Like, we'll talk about cops again in a second. But when they showed the videos of the looting, those were kids.
I believe it.
Those were kids.
I believe it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So then the Chris Beattie situation, rest in peace.
Right.
Right? Great man.
Great man.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, there's a big mural downtown that said, live the way Chris Beattie lived.
Right.
Right? He was killed by two black men
right.
in their 20s
mm.
because he was helping They were mugging a lady. Mm-hmm. He was stepping in to help them, and he got killed.
Right.
Okay. So what I'm saying is, what defies a cause? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When that shit starts happening, right. It takes away from the message.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So how do you feel about then? Okay, because it was white and black looting all the same. But I'm saying that when you have the momentum of the moment, mm-hmm. young kids don't understand the moment.
Right.
But you also work with young kids.
Right.
So what's the climate and the vibe you see right now with kids that like from 16 to like 23? Like, do you think they understand, or they even want to understand?
Do they want to understand?
Yeah.
That's a great question. I think they understand, but you know, a lot of kids from 1600 degrees, you know, they just got to learn how to deal with anger issues.
Right.
Learn, understand their anger issues. My whole thing with the whole rioting and looting, I'm good with the rioting.
Yeah.
I'm good with it. You should riot. You should speak your voice.
I think Martin Luther King said, the riot's the voice of the unheard, yeah, right?
You should. They should. They should protest. You should riot. Yes.
Yeah.
The looting, I'm not a fan of, but I get it.
Yep.
I understand it.
Yep.
And like I said, a lot of the youth, like you said, 16 to 23s, they don't know how to deal with their anger.
Yeah.
So, again, all these years of this not being heard and all these issues being swept under the rug, hey, you're feeling their wrath right now.
Right.
So that's what's going on.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, here's something that I think is I witnessed firsthand that is not a true stereotype is there's a lot of fingers that get pointed in the black community as men who abandon children. Okay. Mm-hmm. Being fathers, right?
Right?
Dude, that shit happens. Like, I know more white kids that don't have present dads than I do black kids.
Right.
Doesn't matter. That's just being a good or a bad human being. Mm-hmm. Stepping up for your shit. Mm-hmm. Now, we are both good present fathers. Mm-hmm. We both invest almost all of our time in raising our children.
Right.
You see it all the time, though. Mm-hmm. I see it. Like, we both kind of mentor boys who are kind of absent of that.
Mm-hmm.
That is not a racial thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a human being thing.
Human being is all. It's all over. It's all over. But I think the thing with what makes it stand out so much in the black community, and not, like I said, nothing against whites, it's just less resources for blacks.
True.
So, you know, that's where, you know, you see the misunderstood black boy because he was never taught to be a certain way.
Right.
He turns to the wrong thing.
Because he's raised mm-hmm. by his mom and his grandma, mm-hmm. right?
So he sees the wrong way to carry out how to be mad.
Right.
And stuff like that. He was never really taught how to be a man.
Right.
So it's just less resources for blacks.
And man.
That's why it just stands out so much.
Well, and mm-hmm. man, that's beautifully said. You know what? Charlemagne the God I listened to a radio spot he did here in Indy. They were talking about how do you fix going forward?
Right.
And talk about reparations, right?
Right.
Charlemagne's answer was fuck, and you know, Charlemagne's deep dude, man. Like he
I like him, man. He's an asshole, but I love him.
He
man.
Clowns, but and he'll get the friction, he'll get the static when he wants to make
it.
But when he wants to sit down and like, there's a reason he can go from interviewing Gucci Mane mm-hmm. to Joe Biden, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
He's that dude. Like right. Charlemagne's that voice. We trust him, right?
Right.
White people, black people don't matter.
Right.
What I'm saying is Charlemagne. They're talking about reparations and what Charlemagne said. You know, everybody's thinking of reparations like a check. Like, give me this money. Charlemagne said, that's the wrong way to think about it. Mm-hmm. What you need to do is take these bailouts mm-hmm. that you give corporations and put them into black communities, mm-hmm. right? Put them into black businesses. Raise those communities up so what you have is resources, like you said.
Right.
So then jobs are created. Like mm-hmm. talking about, he didn't refer to like Black Wall Street or Tulsa, the Tulsa massacre shit that happened.
Right.
But that's what was going on there.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was thriving, right?
Mm-hmm. Thriving.
And white people couldn't stand it.
I've been looking at that. I'm still learning more about it. I can't speak too much on it to educate somebody else. But yes, thriving. Right.
Right. Yes. You had a like. And like an 8-block section of Tulsa, Oklahoma, that was strictly black.
Strictly black.
Black owned, black everything, and mm-hmm. that, and
Another situation, you look at Rosewood.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Rosewood's another one where they came in and just burnt that shit down.
Right. So mm-hmm. what you have is you have poor, backwards-ass white people right. who can't stand to see, like, dude, we're, like, we'll talk about Juneteenth here in a second, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, and then, so, like, if white people can put themselves there, that they, you know what, you hear a lot of white people say this, because, like, the term white's really broad, right? Like, right. I look white.
Right.
I'm not white. Like, my grandmother, my mother's mother was a full-blood Native American, right? But I got blue eyes.
Right.
So I
understand.
Right? So mm-hmm. how's that passing, right? Mm-hmm. Does it come out that way? I'm also Irish. So, like, if you look at the way the immigration shit happened in New York, because you hear white people say this, well, the Irish are persecuted, Jews persecuted. No, we're saying they weren't.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. But that persecution was different.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Yes. Dude, I've said it forever. I've said on this show a bunch that white and black is a thing, but green is what matters, right? Mm-hmm. The poverty line is ultimately what matters. But there has been systemic racism built to keep black folks under that line.
Yeah.
You don't give them a way out. Look at the way, okay, this is historical fact. The welfare program mm-hmm. was the original reparations for slavery. Mm-hmm. It was historical mm-hmm. and the New Deal, mm-hmm. right? But it was also built as a plan, a system for black folks to live in and never climb out
never
of.
Never climb out of.
Okay? Exactly. We now we know, documented fact, CIA, that crack cocaine was introduced into Philadelphia in the 80s. Right?
Yep.
For what? For black, to control black folks mm-hmm. down. And I'll tell you this. The moment that you start to privatize prisons and incarceration becomes wealth, mm-hmm. then you got a fucking problem. Mm-hmm. Right? This has been happening for
mass
years.
Incarceration.
Right. Mm-hmm. And when it's not a state-run thing, when it's a corporation running it,
right.
if you can make money because you put me in jail,
right.
we got a fucking problem.
Free labor.
Right.
Yep.
And I'm getting money.
Yep.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So, these are the things that need to change.
They do.
So, yeah, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Please, I mean, you're a teacher, man. You're like your dad. You know, you've been in public service your whole life, right?
Yep.
So, what do you think the answer is? I have a lot of friends who are police officers. Mm-hmm. I came up on the other side of it.
Right.
Yeah. Law Finley's. We're
right,
over here.
Right.
You know. So, like, you know, they're talking about this like defunding the police, blah blah. I personally think I think a city without a police force, that's a tough pull, man.
That's a tough pull.
That ain't the way to go.
I agree. You need them. You need them, but I think there needs to be different tactics.
Yes, and what about this? I think Colorado, I could be wrong. I need a fact check. But I think Colorado was the first state that passed that they are going to create an oversight board that has nothing to do with the police force. It's a third-party committee,
mm-hmm.
okay, that investigates the police. So now the police right now have to answer to Commissioner of Internal Affairs. That's mm-hmm. all in-house.
Right.
And, hey, Blue Lives Matter, behind the shield.
Right, right.
Fuck that. When you have a third party that it doesn't matter, I don't work with you.
Right.
But I'm telling you if this is right or wrong.
Right.
That's what you have. Now you answer to someone else.
Right. And that's holding them accountable.
Yes.
That's holding them accountable. And that's good. That's good. But I just think there needs to be different tactics.
Yep.
Police need to be taught different ways to de-escalate situations.
Yep.
All right. Another thing, hey, you don't always have to shoot to kill.
Yep.
You know what I mean? If your life isn't in danger, why are you pulling your gun?
Right. So, like, the situation with the cat, that just happened. Forgive me, I don't know his name. Raymond, the guy at Wendy's, right?
Yeah.
You know, they're like, oh, you hear people say, oh, he was fighting the cops and blah, blah, blah. He grabbed the he disarmed the cop and grabbed the taser and they shot him.
Right.
right? Like, okay, he was drunk.
Right.
Okay. But was he going to kill somebody? No. Like, what I think, and I saw this, I read New York Times had an article on it saying that police officers are, like, they're wearing 8 different hats right now.
Right.
Some of this, like, you could split some of that up. I think Albuquerque, New Mexico said, like, for domestic violence situations, they're sending social workers now.
I believe it.
Not police officers. I believe it. Right? And that's the way to go. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
Like, there's things like police officer should serve and protect. Mm-hmm. They're not fucking ruling with impunity, right? Mm-hmm. And that shit's been going on for way too long, right? The word control should never be involved in the situation. Mm-hmm. Should never be. Mm-hmm. Like, somebody's breaking up my house. Yes, I'm going to call the police, okay? But, like, traffic stops. Unless you're fucking drunk or speeding where you're endangering lives. Because you made a U-turn in a place that wasn't U-turn, like,
right.
What? Like, or you're going five over the speed limit in a fucking coming out of a, like, a town limits.
Right.
Like, no.
Right.
That shit. And how many of those have turned into a fucking fucked up situation?
A lot of them. Countless, man.
Right.
It's countless. You know what I mean? Like I said, man, it's just scary. Like I said, little simple routine pullover. My heart is jumping out my chest,
right.
Man. It's scary. I may not make it out of this.
I know. And you should never have to feel that way.
Never have to
feel and that what's way. Fucked up is I've never felt that way. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. And I've had an extensive situation with them when I was younger.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, it's fucked up, man.
It's super fucked
it's
up.
It's fucked up. It's bad.
It's bad. So what I'm saying, instead of these people saying, apologizing for white privilege, I'm acknowledging, like, those are the things that open my eyes. That it's real, man. Like, the way I'm perceived, it was real. I've never had those worries. So what got us talking is AJ and I's sons are great friends. They're basketball teammates. You know, they've been playing together 4 years. They're going to play together the next 4 years. When they're in the car together, when they're 16, like, do I have to worry about them? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, mm-hmm. The world needs to change.
It needs to change.
Because they're both two great kids. But how many times you read in the paper or on the internet news story about, oh, he was a great kid.
Right.
Wrong place, wrong time, they say.
Right,
or
right.
they like, the fucked up media is like, he stole a, he did shoplift when he was 10.
He was 10.
Right?
And that's how they justify it.
Yep.
By bringing up a person's past.
Yep. But it only happens with black. It only happens with black folks. Like in the headline.
It's just true.
Yeah.
But what people got to understand, man, we all have past. We all fall short of the glory. Nobody's perfect.
Yep.
So hey, in spite of what somebody did in the past, you got somebody that's trying to change and make their life better. Come on, man.
Right.
Like, all lives. I'm not all lives matter, but hey, it matters.
It
man.
Does
you
matter.
You should be doing stuff like.
Right.
Like, it's wrong. Right is right. Wrong is wrong.
Right. And I think what folks need to do right now in these times is, okay, let's not let the momentum go. Let's not let it die down. Yes, the protests continue. But what's funny is, look, I have not watched a shred of news
mm-hmm.
in 4 years. We right. cut when we cut cable.
Right, right.
And mm-hmm. my life is awesome.
Right.
My mind's free, bro.
You're not being controlled by the masses.
Dude,
man.
I'm not being fed like
Bullshit.
Like Fox, like, dude, Fox News is right wing, MSNBC's left wing, CNN's right. left wing. Like, look, no, man, form your own opinion of what's going on.
Right.
Get the facts and then go from there.
Well, you can never believe what the news is.
No, but dude,
you gotta do your own research.
So many motherfuckers do.
Yeah. They do.
Or...
Because, again, that's how they control the masses.
Dude, or... Or how many fucking fake articles... Like, my dad and I have a joke about a good friend of ours who I'm not going to name. But, man, how many... Because now on Facebook, they do that fucking... they do, like, the fact checking underneath.
Right.
Every article he shares, it says false, right? Like,
right.
they fact check it.
Right.
Like, Snopes or whatever.
Right.
There's so much disinformation
So much.
The one going on right now... is when they pulled Aunt Jemima from the fucking syrup. Uh-huh. They're saying that, well, actually, she was a such and such, and she became a millionaire. Like,
come on, man.
Right? No, that's that's the story that's being perpetuated. Right. That she had this recipe. She gave her image, her likeness. She made money off that, and then she became, you know, one of the first African American millionaires. That's not true.
Not true.
Like, she didn't exist. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That image is made off of likeness, man.
Right.
So, yeah.
Exactly.
That story's not
right. Off of stereotypical likeness, right? Mm-hmm. But that's the shit people pass around. Like, okay, well, no, now our, like HBO Max canceling Gone with the Wind, right?
Right.
Which, in Gone with the Wind, is the first Oscar-winning black female actress,
yep.
right?
So, supporting role, yep.
Right. So, what they're saying is, okay, you're, you know, white people are saying, oh, you're taking down Gone with the Wind, but But okay, you're also taking down, like, okay, this, like, look, I think I saw it said right, saying like, Gone with the Wind doesn't need canceled, it needs a warning
right
in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is perspective.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's get into talking about the GOAT. We gotta talk about the GOAT. We gotta talk about Dave Chappelle. Edit for a commercial break. Talk to our sponsors. Be right back. And we're back. I don't know. I think that was Saturday Night Live skit that said, and we're back. All right. We're back here after thank our sponsors on Anchor. Whatever. Like, I never know what they are, but.
They're there.
Yeah, they're there. So thank you. Yeah, so we're giving the, we're here at the Real Talk episode. Myself, Dwayne Finley, and the good doctor, AJ Gooden. So, let's talk about another thing. We've been talking about all things race-related in this Black Lives Matter episode, and I want to talk about Juneteenth, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I will say that I first became aware of it a few years ago. Like, I'd seen a little something on it. When I really became aware of it was the Atlanta episode with Donald Glover.
Right.
Remember him and his girlfriend go to the
right.
the party.
Right, right.
And they have an, like, they're having disagreement, but, like, right. Juneteenth is the situation.
Right.
So for those who don't know, Juneteenth is a celebration because Emancipation Proclamation happened in 1863. It took 2 years for that news to finally reach Texas.
Galveston, Texas.
The Union soldiers came to Galveston, and the last, like, the slaves learned of their freedom, and they fucking put the nines on and had a party,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And it had a celebration. So Juneteenth is a day to commemorate that. So what AJ and I were talking about coming off air was, I said, you know, etiquette-wise, is that something like a white person says, like, hey, man, like, happy Juneteenth, like, we're laughing now. Like, I don't, like, that's what I'm saying. And AJ was like, and that's why we want to talk about it on the show, because I think it's like a matter of opinion, maybe, right?
It's a matter of opinion.
Feels wrong, bro.
It is wrong.
It feels wrong.
But I guess it depends on your relationship.
Like, hey, man, I'm happy you were freed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is wrong.
It's
insensitive. It's insensitive.
But you also want to, from the goodness of your heart,
right,
want to be like, hey, man, I'm glad that shit's over.
Right, right,
right. Right? So with the best of intentions.
Understandable.
Right? But it's a fucked up thing.
It is.
Dude, you know what one of my biggest fears in life is, real talk, is that I hate going to funerals, right?
Uh-huh.
Because my natural inclination is to always say I'm sorry.
Right.
And I know it'll never happen, but I'm always afraid that somebody bereaved, like one of the parents or whatever, will turn to me and go, what the fuck are you sorry about?
Right.
It'll never happen.
Right.
But I always feel like it could happen.
Right.
So I feel like saying,
everybody grieves different.
I feel like I'm saying, I'm sorry. Sorry for your loss.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't the right thing to say. But it's like, that's the thing that's,
that's perspective.
Right.
That's perspective.
And that's what this show's about. I'm telling you, it's one of my biggest fears.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always, you know me, man. I don't, like, talk is my thing.
Right.
I'm good with people.
Right, right.
Terrified of that. Because I'm like, what if they turned to me and they said, the fuck are you sorry about?
Right.
They never would, but it's possible. Because
you,
I don't
know, man.
I don't know the depth of their loss. Mm-hmm. You know, that's like another,
like I said, everybody grieves this,
right,
man. You just never know.
It's a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is, like, I feel like the Juneteenth situation is, I feel like people are starting to educate that. Now I saw the NFL, mm-hmm, is going to celebrate it as a paid company holiday.
Yeah, there's a lot of companies doing that.
Good.
A lot of companies doing that.
But we're still only a couple years into, like, MLK Day being a recognized holiday.
Not far off.
Right?
Not far off. Yep.
It's not. That's recent.
That's recent.
You know what I mean?
Where all the states celebrated as.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then, recent. like Black History Month in February, that's fairly new, too. Like, it wasn't something that happened when I was a kid. I don't remember.
It should be more.
Right.
It should be more.
Right.
It should be celebrated more. It should be taught in schools,
right,
more. Like, we, like, kids should know more than Martin Luther King.
And Malcolm X.
They don't even talk about Malcolm X, because Malcolm X was a militant.
Yeah.
So they don't even talk about Malcolm X, but you hear about Martin Luther King, you hear about Harriet Tubman, and
Frederick Douglass.
You know who Jackie Robinson,
yeah,
and Jesse Owens is. Other than that, who we know out of those five?
Right.
Is just so much more.
Right.
You know what I mean? You know.
Oh, you get, what was it? here I am fucking blanking. Peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Carver, right?
Carver.
Yeah.
Carver. George Washington Carver.
Yeah. Right. And so many more. You know, right. like AJ's saying. But what's weird is I'm a little older than AJ, but like I remember I went to grade school in the 80s. I graduated in the 90s high school. We never like got even, we avoided Vietnam.
Right.
Because it was recent and it was right. it was a blemish.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know, I'm jumping all over the place, but I saw this the other day. Interesting fact. More people died in the Civil War because of dysentery than actually died in combat.
What you mean, like
diarrhea?
Rebellion?
No, diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
They got they got dehydrated, dysentery, they fucking drank fucked up water.
Oh shit.
And just like shit and died.
Wow.
More than getting shot.
Wow.
That happened. That's true. Fact check. That's true. Wow. But that's, you know,
wow.
I'm saying like we learn in America, you learn extensively in junior high for sure. You deal with the Civil War in junior high.
Mm-hmm.
And if in slavery isn't dealt with that much.
No.
You know, it's taught and Jim Crow is taught. Like, hey, this happened, and then you get into
Jim
the...
Jim Crow is taught. I don't think they... Like I said, it's a lot that should be taught more. Yeah, they know about Jim Crow and that laws and everything
yeah.
like that, but slavery isn't talked about enough.
No.
I know it's an insensitive subject, but it should be taught. It should be taught.
Right.
Talked
about. Well, that's what I'm saying. Is because you read Huck Finn or Uncle Tom's Cabin, you know right. everything about slavery?
Right, right.
No. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, in the last couple years, you know, there's been some great movies. Like, Just Mercy, mm-hmm. it's fantastic.
Great movie.
Michael B. Jordan, mm-hmm. that's my dude. Great I love movie. Him. 12 Years a Slave.
12 Years a Slave. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
The Nat Turner one.
Yep.
Yep, that's a good
and
one.
And the Harriet Tubman movie I haven't watched.
It just came out. I just think it just came and
yeah.
hit all the platforms.
But, yeah. what I'm saying is, like, you're right. Black history shouldn't be confined to February and... It should be celebrated throughout. But that's the thing is, like, if people are really listening, we're talking about a group of people that are marginalized, right?
Right.
Oh, you get February.
Mm-hmm.
What? And then white folks get the other fucking 11?
But that's the injustice, man.
Right?
That's the injustice.
That's marginalization.
Mm-hmm. That's
right?
The injustice.
Well, how about the day or hope for the day where there is no history month? Where it's just human history.
It's just human
we
history.
Ain't there yet. We got a lot of catching up to do. And hopefully in our sons, daughters' lifetimes and their kids' lifetimes that it won't have to be that way.
Right.
But
it's sad that, you know, it took, you know, the life of George Floyd to be more recognized.
Right.
And you see it, I guess, slowly but surely, little things are starting to change.
Right.
But it's a long way to go.
Well, we touched on it, but I want to get into this as we hit the home stretches. We talked about the GOAT, Dave Chappelle. I want to say this. Dave Chappelle, whether he intended to or not,
mm-hmm.
is becoming more than a comedian and is moving into like that MLK version. He's becoming a leader in a different sense.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree or disagree?
Expand more, and then I'll give you my rebuttal.
I think that he's become a trusted voice of not only the black community,
mm-hmm.
but I think he's a voice that white, Asian, brown, whatever.
Of everyone. Kind of.
Kind of see him as the a representative of... There's a little bit of us in Chappelle, like, of everybody.
Right.
I think he talked about it in 846. He said... You listen to me because you trust me. Because right. I don't lie to you.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And I think that... You've
always been upfront with
right.
comedy.
Right. I mean, he's funny. Like him going from talking deep to be like, I got pussy jokes. You know?
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? He always breaks it.
Right.
But you can't tell me that when you see him start to talk about that and get adamant and worked up, like, it gave me goosebumps.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know? When we talk about George Floyd calling out for his mom.
Right.
You know?
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
Right?
Right.
And then he lives in Beaver Creek, Ohio.
Uh-huh.
So then he even talked about something happened at local there.
Right. Something that's parallel to him that connected more.
Right.
Right.
And then he starts it off in a, in like, there's only one other man in my entire life that I've seen that is on the same level of storytelling, and that's Richard Pryor. Richard Pryor, I don't know if you watch a lot of Rich, like the
bits and pieces.
We've gotten arguments about this before, or me and other people. I said the GOAT stand up of all time is Richard Pryor live in concert. That's 76, right? It's on Netflix right now.
Right.
That is the best hour of comedy I've ever seen in my life because he's telling stories that draw you in.
Right.
Rich is telling stories that are, I mean, there's a setup and a punchline, but you're listening because he's painting it like you're there with him, right? That's a compelling storyteller. Chappelle is right there because as he's telling a story, you're there with him, right? Like, Kevin Hart's funny. Like, fucking Jay Farrell's funny.
Right.
There's a lot of guys that are funny.
That are funny.
But that guy's something else.
Something else.
And now when
he hits you different.
Right.
And like I said, man, the thing about Chappelle, and like you said, have you not seen my comedy?
Right.
He's always talked about society.
Yeah.
How fucked up society is.
Yeah.
How this perspective, how it's okay for, you know, a white person to be this, but it's not okay for a black person to do it.
Right.
You know what I mean? So he always took a different look. I think I was telling you, man, I went back and watched everything, all his seasons of the Chappelle
show. Oh, man.
And it's crazy. And he talks about his favorite, one of his favorite shows to watch was Real World.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, it's funny how they always have, you know, the black guy, he always end up snapping and going crazy because he's around all these white people just doing weird shit. So then he has his own
real world. The real, real world, right? With Lysol.
Black people, then he has the one white person.
Yeah. And then they stab his dad.
It's funny, man. But Dave Chappelle always did that. He always hit in that lane. Just how fucked up society
Think about this. His first show, the first season of Chappelle show, show number one had Clayton Bigsby.
Right.
The black white supremacist.
Come on, man.
Dude.
It's a perspective.
Does it get edgier than that?
It's fucked up, but it's a perspective.
Dude.
It's a perspective.
That's what I'm saying.
You gotta love it. Because it's, and then another thing you like about Dave Chappelle, he's not just clowning on white folks. Mm-hmm. He clowns on black folks.
Yeah.
He clowns on Chinese. He clowns on Mexicans.
Right.
He clowns on everybody.
Everybody.
He's just giving you a perspective
right.
of society and why it's fucked up.
But what's funny, and this is a perspective thing too, like, I always heard people say, because I love Tropic Thunder, right? I've always heard people say that Downey Jr. got away with blackface because black folks fuck with Downey Jr., right? Right? Like, dude, but that is great. Right? That's a great performance, right?
Right, right, right.
What do you mean, you people? What do you mean, you people?
Right.
To a whole lot trying to get up that hill. That's a theme song from the Jeffersons.
You're right.
Don't mean it's not true.
You're right.
All right. But I've always heard black folks say, oh, man, that's cool because we fuck with Downey Jr. So, we ain't mad at him.
Right.
Chappelle did whiteface a bunch, right? Mm-hmm. When he did Wife Swap with Leonard Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, T-Dog.
Yeah. The news anchor he does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I think it's a matter of, like, you know, of how people are accepted. Like, you get into, like, another thing you hear people say, like, you know, surviving R. Kelly or the Michael Jackson shit. It's like, do you cancel them because, man, like, you know, like, you listen to, like, the Ignition remix? Like, man, it's fucking, dude, that's a great song.
Great song.
He's a fucked up human being.
Fucked up human being.
Right, but do you fucking...
I'm not even gonna lie. It's, man, it's tough for me to listen to R. Kelly.
Nah, right? Because now you know.
Like, what the fuck, man?
But, like, Michael Jackson. Right?
I don't know.
Think about how many fucking bangers Michael Jackson has, right?
I don't see Mike in that light.
Right? But are you not looking?
I don't see him in that light.
What, as a child know. Predator?
No.
I can't. See, that's what I'm saying.
I can't see him in that light.
That's
but
what
R. Kelly, man, most definitely.
Right. But what that's what I'm saying.
Like, don't get me wrong. His music is great. He's made a lot of great shit,
yep.
R. Kelly has. But it just has you thinking, like, you know, you hear a song like Your Body's Calling.
Yeah.
It seems like you're ready.
Right.
He's talking to a damn
13-year-old. Right. Fucking 12 count. 12
My
play.
14.
Right.
Man. Like, come on,
12
man.
Play, dog. Right. You
come
know?
On, man.
Bump and grind.
Bump ain't nothing wrong. Come
right.
on, man.
Right. Dude, I think that.
It just makes you think, like.
Right.
Come on, man. It's just too many people coming up and saying the shit that he did wrong, man.
Right.
To be like, Come on, man. I don't believe it.
Right.
Well, Michael Jackson, he got, what, 2 or 3 kids? Is more than that?
Dude, more than that. And here's the most disturbing part of it is he had that, like, I always fuck this up. But you know how it's like vitiligo, whatever, where you got the skin, right? Mm-hmm. So in this trial, like 5 kids accurately described what his penis looks like with this skin situation.
Right.
He has a very unique skin situation, right? With the skin shit.
Right, right.
How are they making that up? See?
Right.
But dude, as the world turns, there's so many gray areas, right? Like, okay, the guy who's on this Finding Neverland, who's one of the 2 guys that are launching the fucking lawsuit on him.
Right.
The one guy testified on his behalf that got him fucking freed in, like, the 90s.
Right.
Right? Uh-huh. And now Jackson's manager is like, well, yeah, Wade Robeson, like, he gave you plenty of jobs. Now that you fucked up and burned out all your career opportunities, now you come back after it. Now, right. So you're perjuring yourself.
Right.
Right? Dude, everything happens with a motive. Nothing's on accident. Yeah. So, but what I'm saying is, in the light of this conversation, like, We have a tendency to turn a blind eye to favor, right? Like,
that is true.
Yeah. You know,
that is true. That's human nature.
Right, it is human nature. Like The Last Dance. We just watched Last Dance, right?
Right, right.
And, you know, you and I are basketball heads, so we've always heard, you know, Mike's the GOAT, but, like, Mike was a motherfucker at the same time.
Hey, Mike was petty as shit.
Petty as shit. Right? Oh, you said...
Mike was petty as shit.
He's still petty.
Still petty.
You see, like, dude, he's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers petty. You know what I mean?
He's petty as hell, but what I like about Michael, he finds motivation in anything.
Right. But we also cannot, especially if you watch The Last Dance, you also cannot... There's no way we can relate to Mike with what he had to go through. Right, Mike became... larger than life. Elvis big. Right. Michael Jackson big.
Right.
Michael was one of the biggest known human beings on the planet.
Right.
But the motherfucker still showed up every game to play basketball. Right?
Right?
Dude, that's something else, right?
Something else.
But then you hear Horace Grant say, or you hear him dogging fucking, what's his name? The one kid from Connecticut. You know, you a bitch, you a hoe, right?
Right.
And black people are like, man, hey, Mike, yeah, punching Steve Kerr, right?
Right.
You know, shit like that. But he's winning 6 rings.
But he said it in it. He said, hey, it's a price to come with this.
Yep.
You say what you want about me, but hey, I want to win.
Yep.
It's a price to come with.
And then he got real emotional and, like, he's like, if other people don't understand, like, when he talked about how bad he wanted to win.
Right.
And, like, how he felt he brought them all with him.
Mm-hmm.
That's when he kind of teared up. Like, right. if people can't understand that or don't want that, then it doesn't register with Mike.
It doesn't register with him because that's how he's... That's his DNA, man.
Uh-huh.
He's a winner, man. He's going to compete. He's going to go at it hard. I don't care what it is, what game it is,
yep.
What sport.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm the best at it. That's just how he is, and you're not going to deter him from that.
Dude, and you heard, like, Will Purdue saying, Michael's in the back with Pip and Ron Harper playing for fucking thousands.
Right.
Cards. They're playing up there for pennies.
Hell, he's... playing with the freaking arena staff,
yeah.
quarters,
yeah.
Quarters off the wall.
Will Purdue is like, it was Jed Butcher was like, yeah, then he comes up and tries to get in our game. I'm like, why would you want to get in our game? He's like, because I want to walk up this plane knowing I got your money
right.
In my pocket. That's cold, bro.
Mike, man.
The coldest. What do you say? You don't ever talk shit to Black Jesus?
That's what Reggie said. Man.
Yeah.
You don't ever talk shit to Black Jesus.
That's right.
Mm.
But yes, he's Tom Petty in the Heartbreakers level.
Yes.
So here's what we're gonna do. AJ and I, this is good news for our podcast. We're letting you know, young Jalen Manson is not with us tonight, but he will be soon. Coming out of this, we've laid low like the government wanted us to for this quarantine, but letting you know that very soon we're gonna be able to hit you once a week with this in-person studio situation. Like the flow is just, I like it.
Yeah, I like it too.
I like it.
It's a lot better.
Just sitting here talking. I mean, over the phone, you know, doing it distant because, you know, we all got our own situations. The vibe's always good because we know each other really well. But, like, sitting here kicking it, it's easy and good, man, you know?
Okay.
So, we have AAU season just started off, and the boys are 2-0, so we're getting rolling. But we'll be able to give you something once a week now, and we're going to stay on this. And we're gonna build it up. And thank you guys for listening. We love you, Doc. Let them know.
Hey man, I love you, man. Everybody out there, Stay safe. Keep on doing what you're doing. Stay positive. Power to my people.
Let's make some change.
I know it's June 20th, but happy Juneteenth to my people.
That's right.
And like hey, I said,
AJ, happy keep Juneteenth.
Pushing. Hey, come on, man. Come on. Really?
Yeah.
And hey, keep pushing for the positive change, man. It's going to happen. It's going to happen, man. Don't die down. Keep pushing for the positive change, man.
And it is. And listen, that's why, I mean, just something as small as a podcast, right? Having this conversation, these conversations, tune in, chime in, let us know, be a part of it. You know what I mean? The more you comment, the more you invest in it. Every little bit of vocal change, everything that you get involved in matters. So the fact that there's not enough of this, like what the last, for this hour that we've had this conversation, you don't see these fucking conversations out there. You don't. Like, it's all
minimal. This is what it's going to take for it to change. People from different sides, different perspectives,
yes,
sitting down, having real conversations.
Right, asking questions.
Right, and let's come to a conclusion, and then let's hey, get the bullshit out, and, yep, and let's work together towards some things.
That's what I'm saying.
It can happen.
It's happening right here, and if we got to lead the way through on this, I feel sorry for you, but we'll get you there.
But
what I'm saying is, like what AJ said right there, like it all matters. And the fact that dialogue matters. The fact that we sat down tonight, we talked about shit. I asked honest questions. He gave honest responses. He asked honest questions. I gave honest responses. Like, hey, like, this, it's just real talk. That's what you get in the cypher, right, Doc?
Yep, that's what you get.
All right, signing off. We'll catch you in a week.
All right. Peace out.
Peace out.